It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Thank you, Steve Bertrand. Let's talk video games for a minute, and let's combine it with what's going on in Chicago. In the studio with us right now is Michael Block. Michael is a lead programmer on this new video game that's called We Are Chicago. Welcome, Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, We Are Chicago is basically portraying what's going on in Chicago right now with shootings and crime. Am I right in assuming that?
Yes, we're coming at this from kind of a more personal narratives perspective. So it's talking about kind of the people that live in these neighborhoods that have to kind of put up with the violence that's happening around them and don't necessarily get talked about as much in the news. You hear homicide statistics and stuff like that, but the actual experiences of day-to-day life kind of get lost in that. And so we're trying to bring those back up in this game and talk about kind of the struggles that people have dealing with these issues as they go about their daily lives.
So it takes the stance of this is a horrible situation. All the violence is terrible. It's not because, you know, as you know, some of the top selling video games are the exact flip of that.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. We're taking the opposite approach. And we're talking about kind of how these situations are affecting people, but like not in ways that they want. Right. So they're trying to get a job. They're trying to go to school. They're trying to better themselves. And even if they make all the right choices, they end up in situations where they're getting shot at or getting mugged or things like that. So
it's a positive Grand Theft Auto. It's like the flip side of a Grand Theft Auto. Okay,
yeah, exactly. Good. Yeah.
Now, Michael, did you go into these areas and do research to come up with ideas for We Are Chicago?
Yeah. So we did a number of things at the beginning of the project. We did interviews with people. So we did some on the street interviews and we did some one-on-one interviews with people who grew up on the South Side. And then we also brought on a writer from Englewood to write all the dialogue for the game. So he kind of took all of those narrative or the interviews that we had done and figured out, you know, how to kind of construct that into an overall narrative arc and give the characters a little background and flesh everything out and make the narrative. So
did you find something that ran through all these neighborhoods, like maybe a lack of hope? Did that have anything to do with this?
Honestly, everybody was actually like very positive about the future when we were interviewing them and about the potential for a lot of these things to change and to get better. I think the big thing that we saw was a lot of people were really excited to share their stories that they didn't necessarily have the opportunity to talk about what was happening in a very real and personal way. And so the opportunity to share that story with a wider audience and to get people talking about it to hopefully, you know, inspire some change in that area, I think is something that people were very excited about.
Did you have to sell this idea to somebody? Because I know how the video game industry works.
Yeah.
They want to sell copies of the game. They're in it for to make, sadly, like all businesses, to make some money.
Right.
So did you have to physically sit down in somebody's office and sell them on this idea and why this is a good thing?
Yeah, so I was actually in a really fortunate position, and it's probably the only reason that this game got made, that my previous project had done really well as an independent project, and I had enough money to basically fund this entirely by myself.
Oh, wow.
So
that's been really great. But at the same time, we haven't really been thinking about necessarily how to monetize it. So that might be a fun wake-up call on February 9th when the game comes out. But we're kind of hoping that the interesting subject matter and kind of the importance of this discussion will drive a lot of people to get the game and make it sustainable so that we can continue to do things like this.
All right. Now, you said February 9th. That's when this becomes available for PC, Mac, and Linux, correct?
Yes. Yep.
What is the cost of this game?
So we're starting at $15. It'll be on a launch discount at 10% off. So
$15.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Very affordable.
Yeah, yeah.
Very
but the key is, I guess, if it's less money, more people will buy it, and then the message gets out there to more people.
Yes, yes. One other thing that we're doing with this is we're partnered with two nonprofits in Chicago. So one of them is All Stars Project of Chicago, and the other is Reclaim Our Kids. And a portion of the proceeds from the game goes to help them. So we wanted to set it at a price that was affordable, but we didn't necessarily want to knock it down too low because we're doing this kind of rev share model, and we want them to be supported by this game as well. So
let's say I put my quarter in and the game is starting.
Yeah.
What happens at the very beginning? Where do we go at the very beginning?
Yeah, so the game is told through kind of conversation-driven mechanics. So if you think of it like a choose-your-own-adventure book, you have these choices in conversation and dialogue where you're having to decide how to respond to people, and those choices influence how they feel about you, and that changes how things play out in the story.
Yeah.
So at the beginning of the game, you're in school, and you're kind of getting introduced to your friends, and somebody comes up and basically says, hey, you have to represent for this gang, and if you don't, like, they make some veiled threats about what will happen to you.
Yeah.
And so you have to kind of make these choices right away and decide how to handle yourself in this situation, knowing that there might be consequences later.
Kind of a weird concept when you think about it, because a lot of times when kids or adults play video games, they suspend belief and know this isn't real.
Right.
This is way different. This is real. This is happening right here, right now.
Yeah, yeah. And we're thinking, I mean, as we've done some playtests and taken it to conventions and things like that, people do mention, like, hey, it's really strange that this is a real thing that's happening. It kind of gives those questions more weight. It makes you think about it more than you might necessarily do if it was a fictional story.
Mm-hmm.
So we think it's a very powerful way to kind of have a discussion about this subject. But yeah, it's definitely a change from traditional games.
Is anybody in the storyline based on real people that we might know, or is it all just abstract and kind of sketch versions of a bunch of different people?
Yes, is Rahm Emanuel in it?
No.
No?
No, we don't.
I'd like to see him in cartoon form, wouldn't you?
We don't have any famous people featured in the game. It's all based on the interviews that we did. And the people that we interviewed, some of them were like musicians that are like famous in their neighborhoods to some degree, but not necessarily you know, people that everyone around the country would necessarily recognize.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, this might be a tough question to answer. The neighborhoods that you speak of that are featured in We Are Chicago don't have a very good relationship with the police.
Sure.
Is that shown in the video game at all?
So what we're talking about kind of the opportunities and the lack of opportunities that kind of lead people to go out and shoot somebody or join a gang, things like that. We don't specifically feature a lot of stuff about the police. They are brought up a couple of times in the conversations and they talk about some of that dynamic. But the focus that we really wanted to have was on kind of these social issues that are leading people to make these choices. Because I think that's kind of the part that gets lost in all this. So you hear Donald Trump talking about law and order and you hear those kinds of things being said all the time. People talking about sending in the feds and all that, right? But the underlying issues that are kind of creating this violence on the South Side aren't being addressed. The issues of education access and job opportunities and things like that. And I don't think any of that stuff is going to go away until you start addressing some of those other issues.
And a lot of people aren't really aware of that. It's just people shooting people. You know, how can they do that?
Right.
There are reasons that that happens.
Right,
and it sounds like you're exploring that. And We Are Chicago. It's a video game that... It drops. It becomes available February 9th.
Say, yeah, that's what the kids are saying.
For PC, Mac, Linux, where do we get this? Where do we go to get this game?
So you can go to our website, wearechicagogame.com, and you can actually pre-order it right now. But then there will be links to the store page as well so that on February 9th you can get it.
I know that there's certainly a backdrop of violence to the storyline of this game, but is there actual violence in the game itself, or is it just kind of used as a... in the background sort of thing?
Yeah, so there are violent scenarios that happen that you're a part of, and you have to kind of figure out how to mitigate some of that and get out of it. But another thing too that we're trying to bring up in the game is there are a lot of positive things that are happening in these neighborhoods, and we want to talk about those as well. So there's a lot of scenes where we kind of counterbalance that violence with, you know, hanging out with your family and having this very, like, you know, familial, normal sort of setting and having discussions through that. And the poetry slam is a big part of the game, where a lot of the kids that we talk to, they do poetry, they do rap, they do all these sorts of things that are very creative endeavors to kind of express themselves and talk about their situation. And we wanted to bring that into the game and talk about it, to bring some of the positive back in so that it's not all doom and gloom and, and everything's terrible all the time. Yeah.
$15. If you pre-order it, there is 10% off if you do that now.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay. And again, you've teamed up with a couple of not-for-profits, so it's only $15 to get this video game called We Are Chicago. Tells the story of some of the unfortunate lives that some people are living. It will make us aware. And who are the not-for-profits that you're teaming up with again?
It's All Stars Project of Chicago and Reclaim Our Kids.
I know there's a rating system on video games.
Yeah.
Do you guys submit to that? Are you rated?
Yes.
And what's your rating on this?
We're a teen rating.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's teen for violence and some swearing and things like that.
Okay.
But, yeah.
This is really a great idea. When we first heard about it, we didn't know what to think about it, because is it like focusing on Chicago's bad spots to sell video games?
Right.
But you're doing things to try and help. Did you spend your whole life playing video games as a kid? I mean,
I played a lot of video games as a kid. Yeah, yeah. And I think really I was working in more entertainment focused games for a while, and I've always kind of wanted to have a bigger impact through games. It just, again, selling it to a publisher, trying to convince somebody with money that this is a good idea is really hard, because they don't necessarily see how they're going to be able to stay sustainable.
Yeah,
and that sort of thing. So I think that's the big key.
Michael, I mentioned earlier Grand Theft Auto, which is one of the more well-known game series. Do you think that contributes at all to a kid who, you know, comes home from school and is playing a game like that where he's shooting people and stealing cars all day? Do you think that has anything to do with him being a violent person later on because he's playing those games?
I've seen a lot of psych studies. I did a bit of research into this previously, and generally people have found that it does have an impact on people's behavior and attitudes and that sort of thing, but not in the way of, like, they're going to go out and commit crimes and steal cars. Grand Theft Auto sells millions and millions of copies. If that was the case, we would have millions and millions of people being car thieves and all that. So I don't think it's necessarily a direct correlation. I do think there are influences. And I think one of the things that we wanted to do with our game was to kind of take that influence and take that weight that the games have to influence people and do it towards something positive.
Although when I was a kid, Michael, I played Frogger all the time. And you should see me after the show when I have to cross Michigan Avenue. Yeah. I do the same moves.
That's fair.
I like to see when you get hit by a car. Yeah. A big
splat on the ground. It's crazy.
Congratulations. This really seems like a noble effort to give a fun game out there and teach some of us a little bit more about what's going on. We Are Chicago. It's available for PC, Mac, and Linux, and it's available at wearechicagogame.com on February 9th. If you pre-order the game right now, you can get 10% off before the game is out. Thank you so much and continued success.
Thanks for having me.
Take care, Michael. A quick break, then some more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.